your sense. You traded it for my guilt. You've given me life within. You gave beauty for ashes. You gave it all for me. Love greater than my sin. You reached down and rescued me. You traded beauty for ashes. All you've done, all you gave, you did it just for me. And all I have, and all I am, I give it back to thee. Have it all. Have it.
Is the 70,000 watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
Circling the globe with the glory of the gospel, this is the Movement of Christ broadcast, featuring the teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II. Preaching the uncompromised word of God, Dr. Montgomery is pastor of the Greater King David Baptist Church, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and ministers to the needs of all people through the love of God. Join us now for an anointed message from God's Word for your life today.
A familiar verse of Scripture found in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. I just want to lift it up. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. And I want you to turn there, and when you have it, say amen. Amen. Begin reading now.
But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint.
God bless you. Amen. You may be seated. Bless the Lord. For just a little while, I want to speak from the subject. Good things come to those who wait on the Lord.
turn
with me to your neighbor on the right and say, neighbor, good things come to those who wait on the Lord. Now turn to that neighbor on the left and say the same thing. Neighbor, good things come to those who wait on God. All right, now I want you to tell yourself that, because you're going through some stuff sometime and you forget. And ain't nobody there to remind you and encourage you. You got to encourage yourself. You got to say, self, good things come to those who wait on the Lord. Now give him praise if you believe that. Isaiah begins this message in the 28th verse with two questions, two very strong and succinct questions. He says, has thou not known? Has thou not heard? What Isaiah, what are you talking about? That the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, well, what about him? Fainteth not, neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding. Well, what are you talking about? Well, let me just help you understand. This our God, he don't faint. You can't cause him to fall out because you're putting too much on him. He's not weary, so that means you can't wear him out by going to him multiple times a day and telling him all about your troubles. And not only does he not faint and he's not weary, but here's another thing. You can't figure him out.
All right, Doc.
Why he blesses those that shouldn't be blessed, and why he gives to us another chance when we have asked for the same chance time and time and time again. We can't figure out why the God we serve looks beyond our faults and still meets our needs all the time. I can understand it sometime, but we must understand that as high as the heavens are above the earth, so is he above us. And then he goes on to say, he giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. He giveth power, the ability to get things done to those who have fainted. So that means when he gives them power, when he picks them back up, they can do what knocked them down in the first place. And he talks to those who have no might. Might, this is important, because might is an ability to have not only strength that's stored up, but power to use now and later. He gives that to those who have no might. Now, why is he doing all of this? He's doing this because he is God. Even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But now I need you to understand this. But they, are you a part of the they? Because this message is really for they that wait upon the Lord. Listen, a lot of folk use the phrase, good things come to those who wait. Matter of fact, Bill Withers, one of the favorite songwriters, uses that phrase, good things come to those who wait. But Bill says, but not to those who wait too late. But Isaiah said before Bill says, but they that wait on the Lord. That's where we need to find ourselves, in a place where we know who we're waiting on. And we know why we're waiting on him. And the Bible makes clear to us that there are good things that happen to those of us who wait on the Lord. Well, let me give you four good things. Can you stand? Four good things this morning.
Oh, yes, sir. Come on with it, Doc. Come
good
on.
Thing number one.
Yes, sir.
He shall renew your strength. Now, I want to help you understand this in the context of Isaiah's meaning here. He's going to help you to renew your strength. Now, that means the strength that God gave to you.
Yes, Lord.
Your strength. Your ability to deal with the things you deal with. Your ability to overcome the things that are facing you. Your ability to handle them without breaking down, without fainting, without getting weary, without getting worn out, without giving up, without turning around and saying, I quit. He wants to give you renewed strength. The word renewed means the ability to resume. In other words, the reason why you couldn't keep going is because your strength played out. And God simply renews your strength so that you can resume your purpose. You know when you go and renew your license? It's so you can keep on driving legally. I wish I had a helper here. It's the ability to continue doing what you started doing but ran out of power to keep on doing it. How many of us will be honest and say on this journey, every now and then my strength wears out on me. Every now and then I need to be refilled. Every now and then I need to be renewed. I need to be able to get me some more, what's called a second wind. I've got to be able to find that power that's inside of me that's not working on the outside of me right now. And that's God's divine supernatural power in my life. Listen, I need you to understand when he says, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Strength. There's a reason why Isaiah puts strength first. Because here's what you need to know. If you don't have strength to do what you need to do, then it's impossible to enjoy the blessings and benefit without the strength. It's important that you understand that you are unable to conquer, to control, to be able to be what God has called you to do without his supernatural strength. And so the strength is what gives you the ability to enjoy what follows after strength. Let's go on to what he said. Number two, you, the part of the they group, shall mount up with wings as eagles. Now, listen at this. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. I looked up the word mount up. And mount up means to ascend quickly. It means to arise in a hurry. It means to be exalted without delay. They who have the strength of God because they're waiting on God gets renewed strength from God. And if they get renewed strength from God, even though they may be weak, they may be worn, they may have fainted, once he re-strengthens them, once he renews them, guess what happens? It ain't no delay. They ain't got to get up slow and take their time and, I don't want to move too fast, because no, it's a swift ascent back to a high place, an exalted place, a place, listen, part of that word mount comes from mountain. I'm trying to help you to understand when you have God's strength, he will cause you to mount up. Up. Because there are things God has for you that's up. And you can't see him while you're talking to me, somebody. So he's going to help you. The first thing to do is mount up. Now notice it says with wings as eagles, because wings of eagles are some of the strongest wings on any bird. And the eagle can go from a standing position to a high-flying position in moments, because his wings are so strong. The eagle doesn't need wind beneath his wings to ascend up quickly, because he's got the power to whoo. And all he's got to do is it didn't take him long to get up there, because he was able to mount up because of the strength in his wings. Now God is saying through Isaiah, if you just wait on me, I know where you are right now. I know what's going on in your life right now. I know you didn't think you'd be where you are right now, but I got news for you. I see you. Just wait on me. Because I need to just tell you briefly, while you're waiting on him, he's fixing it for you. Our problem is sometimes we can't see God. And because we don't see him, we don't think he sees us. But I got news for you. He sees you, but he also sees everything else connected to you. And he sees the enemy. He sees your issues. He sees your problems. And he works on those things first while you are waiting on him. So the stuff, get this now, that made you faint in the first place, the stuff that made you weary in the first place. The stuff that knocked you down in the first place, by the time you get through waiting on God, when he takes you up, all of that is already handled. Eagles have the ability, with the strength in their wings, to swoop down. Listen at this. Check it out. Google it if you want. At 150 to 200 miles and pick up a lamb, a ram, a goat, a large snake. I mean, so many different things. He can swoop down and go under the sea, grab a big fish he saw from 200 feet up, grab him in his talon and come back out the water and take that fish on up to the mountaintop or the treetop and devour it, and then bring out what he's regurgitated to feed the little chicklets. And while they're eating, he's looking at what they're going to have next for lunch or dinner. Mount Up has the ability to bring victory to vertical velocity. Let me say that again. Bring victory to vertical velocity. In other words, he'll cause you to mount up so quick, it'll make your enemy's head. You were just down on the ground. Now they're looking for you. But the problem is, they're looking in the wrong direction, because you will have mounted up and be above. That's the first good thing he does after he strengthens you. But then the second good thing is that he causes you to run and not be wearied. Run and not be wearied. He uses a different metaphor here now, from flying as an eagle and the strength of the eagle and the sight of the eagle. And he goes on now to running. But he's not talking about running a sprint or running a quick race or any of that. He's talking about a marathon race. He's talking about running with the ability to have so much strength that you don't even feel what would normally wear other folk out. Here's what I'm trying to tell you. When you have the strength of God, where other folk have quit, you'll still be. You'll still be running. When other folk give up because they just can't handle it, you'll still be running. And listen, you'll be running with such a powerful strength underneath your skin till it doesn't even seem like you're breaking a sweat. But here is the point of it. It is so that you won't be wearied from what wearied you before, because you now have the strength of God on the inside of you. Remember now, see, we hear these words, but there's a reason Isaiah put them in order. The first time you heard anything about weariness was with God. Has thou not known? Has thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, and neither is weary? If God is not wearied in his strength, what makes you think you're going to be weary in the strength he gives you? See, I need you to understand there's a difference between your strength and God's strength. And Isaiah is clear about us understanding at this point, for those of us who wait on the Lord. I know you wish you could get up right now and do it, but sometime right now ain't God's timing. You got to remember, David says he maketh us to lie down in green pastures. He's working on us, but while he's working on us, he's working for us. And when we come to that realization, there ain't no hurrying in God, because he has the power to turn back the effects. You know, many of the songwriters said, if I could turn back the... Well, why do you need to turn back the hands of time when you got someone who could turn back the effects of the hands of time? Time can keep on going on as long as I got a God who can reverse what time has done. Some of you making hurry decisions. Oh, I better hurry up. My egg's getting old. But what if you ain't even got no eggs like Sarah? And Sarah had her child of promise at 90 years old. You rushing your life, rushing up, getting Mr. Wrong because you can't wait for Mr. Right because you're in a hurry because folk calling you old maid. I'd rather be an old maid waiting on the Lord than hooked up in some of the mess some of you've gotten in and can't stay in 2 good weeks. Because you've gotten with the wrong person. Wait on God. Wait on the Lord. Trust him for every issue in your life and know that God will fix it in his timing. Somebody need to hear me today. You're rushing God, and God is saying, wait, 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 listen. You're going to run past your blessings. Because you're not waiting on me. I see what's ahead. You don't. I know what's ahead. You don't. I can handle what's ahead. You can't. Wait on me. Wait on me. And so he goes on to say, and shall walk and not faint. What I told you already, he's been dealing with that faith issue over and over again. He deals with it because that's the position of the people of God without his strength. Weary and fainting and worn without his strength. We can never do supernatural things without supernatural power.
Yes, yes.
And God wants us to have supernatural power to do supernatural things. Walking with God is one of the most powerful things you can do. Listen, I've shared this before. A lot of folk think that the strongest part of these, illustrations was the eagle flying high and doing all that an eagle can do. And then from that height, come down and run and run and run. Because they're able to run with the strength of God, the course that God has customized for them. God gives you strength to run the course He's customized for you. All of